Om Shanti. How are you? Nice only. Or very nice, you know. Because after morning murli, which is our very nourishing breakfast, we just can't say nice, yes? Because we feel the taste of that, fragrance of that, since early morning from Amrit Vela. And we practically eat it with love when Baba feeds that to us in the morning, and by afternoon, what's this called? Just midday refreshment, you know, before lunch, just little bit. So by that time, we are already having a very good energy. So today's murli inspires us to think more on what we are going to add from now in our responsibility towards the self and the atmosphere around us. Because we have become Brahmins, and Brahman means elevated personality, the souls. We have become, or we have yet to become that. We have white dress, we have badges. We are eligible to come to Madhuban, meet Baba. Why? Because we have agreed to stay pure, to live pure, live positive and think positive, isn't it? So we are Brahmin, then what's next? If we have to do yoga now, what's the purpose of that yoga? So Baba had been telling us, children, to become Brahmin means to sit on the train to become angel, Farishta, and ultimately Karmatit. And Karmatit is a stage when I am not influenced by anything happening around me. And now as Brahmins, we can't say that I am not impressed by anything or nothing influences me. But that stage, final stage, Karmatit, means when I really am so powerful and extremely, which is called as, you know, stable in terms of the situations changing every minute, every day, every week in my life. So how we can reach to that stage? And for that is this instrument which is called tapasya. Tapasya means to make my attitude intense like fire, the purity like fire, the peace like fire. When I just think pure, it is one thing. But when I consistently think pure, that takes the form of power or the fire. And it is here when it starts influencing the space around me. When I just think I am a pure soul, I am just able to be happy sitting here. I am a pure soul. But not necessarily you will be experiencing that happiness and power from my pure thought. But when I decide to sit down 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, and every second I am creating a thought, I am a very pure soul. You are a pure soul, positive soul, peaceful soul. So consistency in my pure thoughts, in my mind, helps me to create the vibrations, because energy flows. And when this energy of thought is being created by me, within that duration of 15 minutes, 20 minutes, sitting silently, an atmosphere of purity is created. Why we are pulled to Madhuban? We live in different corners of the world and spend lot of money and time, take vacations and come to Madhuban. Why? Is there something special here in architecture or interior design which we can't get in our countries? You know? Or here are the people which are like the stars of the world. And why we are attracted here? And what pulls us in Madhuban? Of course, Baba. Yes? So we can come and meet Baba and go. But why we want to stay here 2 weeks? And if allowed, even more. And that's the thing which is called atmosphere. Here we experience the air, which is the spiritual dimension, not this physical air I am speaking, but the space free from pollution. The pollution of any kind of negativity, which makes even my own sanskars emerge from time to time when I am not here. So therefore Baba says, children, the very sacred responsibility and duty which you have to fulfill is to help other to dwell on such kind of atmosphere which is created by such pure attitude. So question comes, how I can create such vritti? Vritti is intention also, and vritti is called a powerful, substantial power accumulated through my constant positive thinking. That's all is vritti. So attitude means when I have taken a decision that this is something which is very much important for me, and this is something which is beneficial for me, and this is something which will help me to be with others in harmony. So this is how I am going to be now. Fine. I have thought about it. I have felt it. I am going to be good. I am going to feel good. I am going to talk good. I am going to see good. But what is our experience? Is it always possible to continue how I feel doing the way how I feel, even when I am with others? You know, some or other resistance or obstacles come because not always the things go the way I want them to happen. And then what happened? That essence, that feeling, that aroma of the very pure plants, that gets covered by the logic. I can't always behave good if this person is not going to change. You know, at my work, the things are, you know, not happening the way I would like to see. Then how can I continue to accommodate all the time? So this logic or explanation, which is very good and right, comes and takes the first position. So is there no logic in the pure feeling? To think pure is something which is lacking logic. That the logic to teach other one lesson or transform the situation makes me not to think pure? It's a big question to the self. So here Baba makes us stop and say, children, all the troubles which are there outside, they are not the creation. That is an illusion, Maya. troubles are not the creations. That's illusion, Maya. Creation, that is truth. Origin, original creation is you, the purity. And when you allow the purity to lessen, to reduce in your mind, the result was these obstacles. So if you keep on accumulating trash, which population will grow in number around the trash? What do you think? If you keep on accumulating trash or all, you know, rotten bananas and apples and broken bottles and papers and burnt things, 2 months, 3 months, what will grow around that trash or rubbish? Mosquitoes, ants, flies, yes, and whom they will bite? Me, because I am sitting around that trash. So mosquitoes are not to be blamed. And if I start focusing only on mosquitoes and do not make any plan to finish the trash, to throw away the trash, and to then have a policy not to accumulate and create so much of trash, that is also in my hand. Then what will happen? The birth of mosquitoes and flies will be lesser, and ultimately no flies and mosquitoes. So you can say, how can we manage not to have the trash in our life when we are eating and wearing and living? Yes, it is possible. Because Baba has taught us a life which is called yogi life. And yogi life is anti-consumeric life. Yogi life means when I am constantly aware of inner fulfillment. I am the seed of love. I am seed of purity. I am seed of happiness. And if I am seed of happiness, I have everything what I need from outside. So to become aware of inner fulfillment makes me less dependent on everything physical or material outside. Because I do not look for satiation from outside. I am satisfied. But because I have a body under me, so I definitely have to consume something, get something. But that will not make me indulge. Indulgence creates trash. That's a very simple connection, law. Because when you get indulged, you don't know the end. You don't know the limit. You know, you think that, you know, I have already eaten, but this is also something very tasty, you know, visible. Not all the time it is there. Let me have little bit of that. And then something else, little bit of that. I already have dresses, but this dress, you know, seems to be a little more comfortable. So let me have this also. I have shoes, I have slippers, everything, but this design, you know, this design seems to be, you know, I should have. So we keep on thinking of little more and little more, and then it leads to the creation of trash. You can't wear everything together. If you just go to your home, into your room, through your mind and start seeing the things around you, there might be the things which you have not used, maybe more than a year, 2 years, 4 years, they are just lying. Is it like that? Agree? Many, many such things. But we won't simply go and take them and throw. this is a very, which is called as costly, costly habit of mind. Mind remains stuck. Although I don't use them, but I am spending my vital energy. I just every day see so many things around me. Eyes are open. And when eyes are open, the most vital thing which is coming out is my energy, spiritual energy. And that's the difference between us and Baba. Baba lives in Paramdham. Is there any mall or supermarket or any market in Paramdham? Yes? Anything? Any materials, any products? Paramdham. Can you imagine? So there is no matter and no eyes to see the matter, no senses to perceive the matter, and Baba is always there. Completely stable. Always powerful, almighty. And when almighty Baba comes onto the earth and enters in the body and sits behind these eyes, so that accumulation of energy, that energy, the whole packed power through drishti, make me go beyond matter. And we also at that time do not think of anything else except I am a soul, I am a star. The moment Baba comes, Baba looks at the shining, gathering of shining stars. Have you ever paid attention to that? The first line Baba will say, Baba is very happy to see the lights, ignited lights today. Because Baba does not see spectacles. Baba has no the supermarket for spectacles there. And no hair salons and no these shops for the dresses and no variety, all designs. No. So there are only stars in Paramdham. Only stars. The lights. And so therefore he sees only those lights. So what is the difference between me and Baba? The difference is that I am here 5,000 years, already 5,000 years. But if I use it as an excuse now, not to allow myself to become like Baba, I will never return home, back. But we all know that this is the time to return back to home. So the atmosphere of Paramdham, that is the atmosphere of bodilessness, the atmosphere of the space without matter, and thoughts of materialism, that atmosphere can be created if we all decide that sufficient. I'm not going to give fire to my desires and the need to have. I want this, I need that. I want that. The more I want, more I look for that, more I shop for that, and more I pay for that, and more I create trash and spoil the atmosphere and environment. So the question is, why I want more? And the direct relationship of my wants is that because I have a very another costly habit of looking at others. I have everything, but I look at you and see what you have, and I develop a want that this is what I do not have, this kind of bag. My bag is blue. This green bag is better than that. I need that. So the slogan for peace of mind is, see the self only. The slogan, the mantra, the motto, the principle for peace of mind. Look at yourself only. And this is not the thing which I just listen from Baba once and that's it and it happens after that. No. I have to cultivate this habit of looking at my own self to make peace my culture. The culture for my mind. My mind should start loving, creating the peaceful thoughts. And the thoughts of wanting are not the thoughts of peace. I have everything. I already have everything. I am full. Is what is the stage of peace. And Shivbaba does not have anything what we all have in abundance. But does Baba comes and say, you know, this time I have come to see little variety kinds of, you know, spoons. I want to see some gold and silver spoons and some glasses of... Does Baba ever say? Baba does not have anything of us what we have in abundance. But still Baba does not think of having that. Okay, I can say, you know, well, Baba does not have a body. Baba does not have a body, but Baba comes and takes the body, like me. He becomes the bodily being, and Baba can exercise this habit, or Baba can create a thought that every time I am being fed with the same spoons, is not there any variety left here? Isn't it? The same gaddi. You know, you can't change some new sofa and bring something else, you know. Or the same mic, you know, already 2 years the same mic. Three red and this and that. And you know, I want some variety. You know, Baba can create thought because he isn't the body now. He is using the eyes. So this desires, the thoughts to have come when we keep looking at the self as body and others as body. So vritti of soul consciousness, the attitude of reminding again and again that I am a pure soul and I am full, I have everything, will make me feel like Baba. That is what is the difference between soul and supreme soul. He is benevolent, he is benefactor, because his position is like this. I have everything and I come here to give to children. So this is very first thing to see my desires. They are taking birth out of which mistake, which flaw is there in my thinking that there are desires. Desires won't allow my faculties of intellect and other powers to become powerful and create atmosphere. Desires won't allow my faculties faculty of intellect, faculty of powerful personality to influence others. Have you ever seen that when there is 40 degree, 45 degree outside, but still inside, indoors, we can create an atmosphere of coolness? Yes, 40 degree outside, and here there is 20 degrees, 16 degrees, 22 degrees, with the help of some coolers or air conditioners. So even the nature can be conquered if we create a method to control exchange between outside and inside. So outside is minus 40 degree negativity or plus 40 degree negativity, but still inside I can condition myself. Because the more you allow the information to enter into the soul, which is what is called trash, you know, the different kinds of things happening in the world, if I keep on listening, if I keep on looking at them, keep on talking about that, then this outside inside air becomes the same. Then Murli cannot help you to cool down. Murli cannot make your heart peaceful and happy, because everything is open. You have conditioner, but all the doors and windows are open. Will conditioner help to keep cool you? No. Because there is constant exchange happening. So, thoughts of knowledge, that is the sense. Sense will help me to remain essenceful, that is to be in positive thoughts. The knowledge will become practical if all inlets and outlets are closed. So the question is, if someone else opens it, I do not open my inlets, but she came and started talking about someone else's weaknesses to me. And after that, my state of mind was not so good. And when I sat in meditation, I was not able to be detached from the body. And I was sitting so slack. What can I do? Should I allow everyone else to come and open the doors and windows and bringing the heat from outside inside? So what is to be done? So Baba says, children, handle should be in your hand. It's my mind. So my mind, it's my eyes, it's my ear, it's my mouth. So these are my doors, so handle should be inside in my hand, so that I can handle myself. And anything from outside can knock. May I come in? And I can have a small, you know, a window glass or small such kind of place from where I can see. No. If it is Maya, I just do not allow it to come. So who keeps the doors and handles in control? That is, keeps the guard on the door. Who keeps the guard on the door? If you go to a place, to a shopping center or to a mall or anywhere, if some person is selling tomatoes and potato, will you see that he sits in a place with sophisticated metallic doors, and these tomatoes and potatoes being guarded by the metallic doors? Have you ever seen that sellers are selling the carrots and potato and tomato, but they are sitting in a space in a guarded by metallic doors? Have you ever seen? They just see like this outside. You don't need to guard tomatoes and potatoes. You need to guard diamonds, gold. So if I do not guard my doors, it means I am not aware of my value. I see myself as tomato and potato, not a diamond. Anyone can come and anyone can do anything and just go. So to have this value of the self, if this is something which we learn from Madhuban. Because 2 weeks we are made to sit and accumulate inside. Why? Baba frees us from all troubles and labor. Just eat, drink, study, sleep, take rest and have morning walk. Why? Because we are very valuable souls in the world drama. It's not a simple thing to recognize God. People had been reading, you know, tons of the scriptures and listing the paper just to have a glimpse of God. And even Einstein went so far saying that all this scientific work which I have done is just to understand how God thinks, you know. Because this was a mystery for him. And in order to explore that mystery and discover the truth about God, he had to go into the depth of whatever he was doing. But could he recognize God? He just went. And Baba has given us such an easy recognition of him. So the souls who have seen God, who have understood him, recognized him, are most valuable, and therefore their energy, every thought of such souls is worth pound. Every thought is worth million, worth billion. And so therefore, there has to be guard. And this royal habit of remaining detached from indulgence and getting impressed with what is called as the illusory material expansion. We all know in essence that each and everything what we see is made of what? Each and everything what we see with these eyes is made of what? Five elements, which is called matter. Each and everything. Okay, these all variety material combinations, the same five elements will make this wire, will make this microphone, will make this flower pot, that table, this sofa. But the thing is same. And to get fascinated with this variety conversion, which are multiple forms, is what is called being cheated by the colors and contours of Maya. Becoming subservient to nature. Just five elements playing the game. This is all the game of Maya. That's how Baba has explained us in the Murli. And we endlessly keep on becoming illusioned by Maya and paying a big check of, big price of energy coming from eyes. Eyes are engaged. You know, just check yourself, last 6 months, last years, seeing yourself busy when you cross the airports. You go to airport, you go to the station, you go to the bus stand, because you have to travel, you have to come to the center. And it's never like that, that between the center and your home and between your home and workplace, there are no things or objects. So do you have any connection with those things? Do you bring those things in your home? Whatever is displayed in the market, do you just see them? And just seeing them itself deployed you, takes away from you your most sacred, pure energy which you accumulated in the early morning during Amrit Vela. You give a big check, you know. You go with multi-millions, you get up, you take from Baba, you see Baba, you take Drishti, you remember Baba. And how your drishti is at that time, after Amrit Vela, after Murli, it has power. And after the whole day, this empty looking, or looking at everything. So atmosphere by me can be created when I am now very much cautious about this protection of my own treasure and keep a guard of attention. No more wastage, no more creating the trashes. Because not only rotten and spoiled thing spoil the atmosphere and environment, even a lot of waste material also spoils the atmosphere. So we don't think many negative thoughts, or maybe little one or two negative thoughts throughout the day or more. What do you think by this time? How many negative thoughts per day? No? In Madhuban, not at all. But there are extra or waste thoughts. So extra and waste thoughts also do not create the atmosphere of subtle region. In our places where we do meditation, effort is done, not so many objects should be there. Just Baba's translite, white curtains and white sheet and place for sitting, right? So that we do not indulge in extra views. So this vritti of emptiness from the thoughts and images of the matter will create an atmosphere when people in body consciousness, without even knowledge, will get free from the thoughts of consuming. This is a very big result, and this is a very big attainment. That even before giving knowledge to the people, we are able to bring them in an atmosphere which gives them the taste of the stage of the mind beyond the material indulgence. Because they have a very good experience of indulgence. They experience peace and happiness through indulgence. But we bring them into the atmosphere where there is a different kind of peace and happiness. There is totally a different dimension. So let us constantly now check ourselves at any moment of time that how much I can save myself from keeping my eyes engaged in unnecessary extra waste action of looking at something. Looking, observing and absorbing waste. Now in front of me, I think at about 200 brothers and sisters are sitting, maybe a little more. So now it's my choice, it's my own effort. What do I see? There are more than 1,000 chairs, there are tables, there is camera and people, their hairstyles, different kinds of badges and all different shapes of the faces. But what will happen if I have so many things in front of my vision? I won't be able to create an atmosphere of oneness. When I focus on one, I create an atmosphere which pull everyone towards one. When I focus on one, so even if we are thousands or 10,000s, but I have to cultivate this habit to see at stars. To see at stars. When you go in a home, no matter how beautiful it is, but your main purpose to visit some person's home is to meet that person, isn't it? Or you just go and see the home and come back. Does it happen? No matter how beautiful it is, even if it is a palace, but the most important is the person who dwells in that. Meeting with a very genuine human being whose personality is as high as Himalaya is worth seeing. Even the most, historical pieces of architecture in the world. Because that's just matter, and this is something real. So, something which is permanent, eternal, I create value for that, I give value to that. And all material creation is changing. Constantly, it's temporary, transitory. So transitory is just for the namesake, and something which is permanent, souls, they are in my vision. Another thing which happens as a wonder when Baba comes and atmosphere is created is that the love which he has for each and every child. Why Baba has love for each and every child? Have you ever questioned yourself? Why Baba, he is Supreme Soul, why Baba has love for each and everyone? And Baba's love for us is such that when he comes for that much of time, no matter whosoever is sitting around you, but you feel so good about everybody. You have this experience? You feel that much time, as much time Baba is with us, you do not need to do any effort to feel good about others. Yes? Why? Because Baba loves us so much. But why Baba has such vritti, attitude of love to everyone? Why? Have you ever done research on that? Because we too want to love. We too are the embodiments of love. As God, so is the soul, the creation. But what is the problem with us? Why we are not able to create such atmosphere so quickly with that much intensity? What's the difference? Baba sees point and what we see? Bodies. And bodies are sometimes not so beautiful. So we feel distracted, you know, we don't feel so good about them, right? That's the reason. The biggest weakness which we have inherited from all our own births is the weakness of expectations from others. The moment we see any living being, we expect something. I won't expect anything from this table, you know. This table should come this side, you know, it's not so comfortable. I won't expect anything from this glass, you know, glass should come near my mouth so that I can drink. Will I expect? But the moment you come, I will expect from you, she should help me to take this glass to give me. So this habit of expectation that people, this one or that one should be doing, does not allow us to create the atmosphere of love. So as in the religious traditions, in order to mark certain special dates and festivals, they refrain themselves from some leisure. Leisure of eating something or leisure of some particular kind of habits in the life. For 1 month, they will not eat whole day. You know, there is some Ramzan month in Muslim tradition. That whole month, they will not eat the whole day, but they will eat only in the night, like this, you know. So similarly, as a spiritual effort maker, and the one who is most elevated being, I also have to celebrate a month, a week, or a year without expectation. The month without no human being, whole month, all 31 days, not even a single expectation from any. And then see, the moment you go anywhere, the atmosphere which will be created around you, through your face, through your vibrations, you know, even the cells, even the physiological system, you know, even the biology reacts to that, to that stage of the consciousness, to this vritti. And when you are in an expectation mode all the time, the vibrations of the face are repelling. You are a repeller. And when no expectations, you are a propeller. You attract, as Baba attracts, you know. Anyone who is sitting in the hall and if not stopped would jump on the stage and sit and come in front of Baba. Baba, you know, attracts, you know. Why? Because Baba does not expect anything from me. Just Baba looks at me and just Baba has so much love for me. That's all. And I feel that love. And instant response of that is, I come in tune with that love. So it's not difficult for us with so much amount of or caliber or potential of knowledge being put in us by Baba every day to influence the negativity around us. It's not difficult for us. But only delay is in to take it as a project in my life now. That is the project. When I take a project, I am constantly in the laboratory, or I am in a place where I am doing everything so that to reach to the objectives of this project. So wherever I am now, the whole confluence age, I want to be only in the very pleasant, light, happy atmosphere. This is the project. Wherever I am, I, the soul, the child of God, wherever I am, in north, east, west, south, in my home, in my workplace, and whether in Madhuban, my object is, the project is, I want to be in a very good, double light, happy atmosphere. So question is, will it be created by others? This Madhuban, double light, happy, good atmosphere, did I create this atmosphere? Did I create? No. Others created that for me. So if they create that and I use it, then what for? I need knowledge. I do not need any knowledge then. Because the use of knowledge is in creating the atmosphere. And I am just using the created atmosphere. Why I need the knowledge then? So if I am a student of God, I have to be share holder, or I have to share the responsibility, take the responsibility of creating the same atmosphere of Madhuban wherever I go. Wherever I go, Madhuban goes with me. That is the project. Wherever I am, there is Madhuban. Wherever I go, I create the atmosphere of happiness and lightness. Good project? You like that? Yes? If you like that, do exercise. Raise hand. What's the project? Wherever I go, I create Madhuban. I am in Madhuban. Even if I am in small room. And what is Madhuban? What is Madhuban? Lightness, happiness, purity, joy. That's the Madhuban atmosphere. And for that, what I have to do? Simple thing. What I have to do? I have to spend a month, a week, a year free from expectation. I have to keep on just focusing on my inner fulfillment and focusing on the best in others, which in Hindi Baba says Shubh Bhavna and Shubh Kamna. Let everything be good with this soul. Let everyone be happy. Let this one's all problem finish. Let they become relaxed. Let their obstacles finish. Let this endless chant of benevolence, the song of benevolence, my heart, every beat singing of, let everyone's benefit happen. So this shift from self-centeredness, self-indulgence in all have and desires to giving will help me to create an atmosphere which is like coming of Bap Dada. Okay, I cannot create the same atmosphere like 100% absolutely, but when a king comes and the child of the king comes, the prince comes, at least there has to be some similarity, you know, some aroma of royalty should be there. You know, when king comes, there is supreme royalty. But even when prince comes, so I should be able to, you know, enjoy that and love that atmosphere by looking at Baba and then recreate that, reproduce that. Baba is producer and director. We can become reproducer and redirector, you know. These days people keep on creating remix. There are old songs and they sing them in new ways. So whatever Baba does, we recreate that, reproduce that, carry with us that. That desire and wish, of course, comes when I love Baba and I want to become like Baba. Okay? Yes. And finally, when I have taken this project and I want to reach to that object, I have to create sub-objects of three categories. In connection with my own self, that am I able to create a very, very, very beneficial, very good atmosphere for my own self, very pure feelings for my own self? Am I able to create that constantly? And what is the thing which is creating an obstacle for me? Do I value myself so much? Do I love and appreciate this Brahman life of myself? This is one aspect of this project. Then second is the people whom I meet, people around me, my family, extended family, and the people at my workplace, society in general. Am I able to feel what's wrong with them and what's not working with them and not making them happy, and what kind of help people need from me? I cannot give materially everything what people would like to have in their life in order to be happy, but I certainly can give solace to their mind, which is suffering because of not fulfillment of their needs. I cannot fulfill all their needs, but I certainly can help their mind to go beyond suffering. And third is, which is very important, is collective atmosphere as Brahmin family. And here also, that success I attain when I do not go into the game of the comparison. So this is third sub-object of this project. Maybe we are 10 Brahmins in our center, or 100 Brahmins or 1000 Brahmins, but we should definitely keep the aim once or twice in a month to meet collectively and to feel and create that atmosphere which pulls new souls. We have to do that experiment every month. We need to create plan and create the importance of all Brahmins meeting together. No matter how many, 3, 4, 5, but all at the center meeting together and sitting with that very pure stage. Okay? So best wishes. We are expert in that, but we have to add to the intensity of that. Om Shanti.